It is a heartbreaking ranking in the sense that it appears the authorities in Zimbabwe are not bothered or are not paying attention to these important indicators that all is not well within Zimbabwe. You cannot have a nation, any nation developing without the rule of law, without, you know, proper governance mechanisms. This is the bedrock in terms of investor confidence, in terms of calling in and having foreign direct investment. So when you hear that Zimbabwe is in the doldrums economically and cannot attract investors, it is precisely to do with indices like this one, where Zimbabwe is at the bottom of the pile.
The WJP says here that effective rule of law reduces corruption, combats poverty and disease, and also protects people from injustices. How would you yourself, of course, rank Zimbabwe looking at these factors?
Well, I think there is a lot of credibility in these findings. If you look at the reality on the ground, if you look at how rampant corruption is inside Zimbabwe, all institutions virtually, the police, almost every roadblock, there is corruption. Within ZANU-PF itself as the ruling party, there has talked for a long time of a lot of corruption. Big parastatals have been embroiled in corruption. You talk of Air Zimbabwe, which has collapsed because of corruption. You talk of the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation. You talk of the electricity suppliers, among others. But the thing that's interesting, Tadinda, is that there has been no accountability.